We are up to Masechta Gittin, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. So we had a Machlekes Rabba and Rabba why we require that a Shliach should go and say before Nechtem, before Nechtem. Rabba said because we want to make sure it was written with Shema, and Rabba said because we want to make sure that it was, we don't have the Edim around, so we certified right now. So we asked the question, according to Rabba, then why is two, and why don't you require two, why is only one enough? We explained because Mahatayda is no chash. Most people know the laws of Bekinah Shema. Even Amed Chai Shemuta, most Seferim, actually almost all the Seferim know Lishma. We're only scared that maybe somebody found the get lying around. That's the similar names and you use it. So the whole thing is chash Rabban anyway. Since the whole thing is chash Rabban anyway, the same Rabban said, you know what, in this case we're not going to require two, we're only going to require one. Because Iguna, we want to be Mekel. A Chumra can come out of it, because if it's one person and somebody else comes along and complains, we're going to question the whole shtar. But because this guy who brings the shtar knows he has to formalize and bring it in front of a bezin in front of two people, he is going to check out, make sure that everything's 100% all right. And because he's going to check everything all right, first of all, the husband won't come. And even if the husband comes and he's moitzi las, most opinion holds he cannot possibly get. Now we're going to ask the same question to Rava. Why are you, Rava, worried about whether the shtar is authentic? So why have one shliach bring two shluchim? Says, what about Ula Rava, about seven lines from the top. According to Rav Adamer, who he says the reason why you need a shliach before a nechtam, because you come from far away, and the edim, if anybody questions the validity of the get, there's no edim who or nobody recognizes signatures. Leboy trei, so then why don't you require two edim, two shluchim, midi dahavi, just like we always have akim shtar dalma. Every time you bring a shtar, you bring it to the bezin, you need to certify it. You got to bring two people who recognize the signatures or the edim themselves. So we answer edecha nema bisurin. One aid is sufficient when it comes to Isser. Ask the Gemara. Eima damrin aidech and amasun. Exactly the same question we had yesterday. When do we say a single aid is sufficient? Kigoyin chaticha, sofik shal chaylev, sofik, what is treifa fat, sofik shal masofik kosher fat, the loy is chazik isur, we don't know. Comes along an aid and says that it's enough. And we learned yesterday in Teitz, we learned it from Nida. Abel Hoch, over here is chazik isur, over here we've established that she's also, how do we know? Because Eish is ishave, because she's a married woman, and furthermore, dover sheberva, she's a dover sheberva. And every time you deal with marriage or marriages, matters, you need two people. So therefore, l'cheira, why over here is one enough? We're answering right. You know why over here one is enough? Because really, you don't need anybody here. Because mahatayda, as soon as we see a shtar and the two witnesses signing it, mahatayda is as if they're standing before us and they're testifying to what happened. It's only the whole thing of kiyum shtar is only rabbanon. Because only rabbanon, the rabbanon said, in this case, we're going to be easy and we're going to say one is enough. Heim amru beheim amru. Bedinu really became shtaras nami loy lebay. To establish a shtar, you don't need two people either from the Torah. Kitted eshlokish, damer eshlokish. Eshlokish said in many cases that edim hachasumim al shtar. If you have witnesses that are signed in a shtar, nasa, we treat it kemish nechke dusim bezin, as if they were interrogating a bezin. Novos rabbanon hu da'atzich. This idea that to mekayim a shtar, you need two people is only mid rabbanon. You want to be machmer. Because over here we don't want this woman to remain tied. We want her to be free. Akila barabana, they were lenient. Asked the Gemara the same question yesterday. Hi, cool. You think it's a leniency? Chumru lechayr is a stringency. Why is it a stringency? From another angle. Because if you're forced to have two, okay, it's a big pain. But once you've established two, nobody can come and question the authenticity of the shtar. The husband can no longer come along and try to allege that the shtar is fraudulent. Chad, but if only one person brought it, Ozzy Baal Ma'ar, come along the husband, will complain, and Upasli will pasl. Machlekit yesterday in Tesis, where the pasl means, because the husband has no proof, pasl means that he actually, because he might see laz, and by a get, we don't want a laz. So that we don't want people talking. So therefore, that itself ruins the get. Or the get is kosher, but the fact is that people will always say this get is associated with Machlekis, you know, that's what it means. But the kivan, so we answer, kivan the mat. No, in this case, we're not worried, since we say that this single aid, that he brings it. He knows that before how many does he give it? Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Chad, Oma, before Shnai, from two people. Chad, Oma, before three. So therefore, me, Kora made a dayik. This guy will be medayik very carefully. The shliach will medayik. He knows that to make sure the husband actually wants to give it, and so on and so forth. So if the shliach brought it, the chances of the husband coming and changing his mind and making a whole big case out of it is very, very, very slim. And therefore, he won't come to either the shliach won't come to harm himself, or the husband won't come here to knowing that the shlichery established as an authentic one. Okay, same as yesterday. Rashi, starting at the top, first narrow line, Mikotah made a dayik. Hashliach the shliach is a mekabla miyad the bar when he accepts the get from the hand of the husband. V'yadeh, but he knows shibarotzen migash. Firstly, he establishes the husband wants it. V'lo yovi v'yadeh, or he will no longer come and to complain. V'inam yoyda, and if he does complain, ain't no nema. Nobody will blame the husband. The vad that dog be milta shaper. We assume that this cheidech did all his homework, so we don't even believe the husband. We don't believe that people have the chutzpah to forge two people's signatures. Okay, back to
the mother. So the whole edus of star is only the rabbon in order to be mekayim the star?
Not edus, the whole, no. Yeah, the whole kiyum star. Edus star is machlik the
Rambam. Why do I need edus to come and say, I recognize the signature,
that's
a true contract?
Chashash, maybe it's forged. But it's very slim.
Don't you say in the Dover safe? Like, that's enough. I don't know these edim, I have to bring more edim.
No, that's it. That's the Dover safe. Because there's no edim, it's a piece of paper. You can forge signatures.
Why do you need signatures, Bichal?
Because then a piece of paper is worthless. What are you going to establish?
Bring the edim themselves.
What edim? There's no edim. What edim? There's no signature.
Reuven and Shimon make a deal, they write it on a paper,
and what
Levi and Yehuda witness it.
Where? Where the edim? So they have to sign. I don't leave you to witness it. There's a machlek, is a Rambam, the Ramban, where the shtoris are mehatern rabbon. The Rambam says that all shtoris are made rabbonon because we have a rule, mepihem v'lo mepiksavon, that edim can only testify verbally and not to write. So the Rambam says include all shtoris are made rabbon. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? What about get? The whole idea of a get is that you have a piece of paper and they sign. Yeah, and they sign. So therefore, it must be mehatern. Anyway, it's a big machlekes. So the Rabbi Chaim Brisker explains the difference between a shtar. There's two kinds of shtaris. There's a shtar raya and a shtar that makes it happen. A shtar, which is only there unless you buy a property and you have a deed to prove that you bought the property. Over there, the edim signing is only rabbanon because that's edus. That's an edus to testify that something happened, that this guy belongs there. So therefore, mepihem lo mepiksavim. Edus can only enact something when they talk. By get and kedushin, there the shtar is what makes the get. It's not a proof that they were divorced. This is a divorce. This is what separates them. So the role of edim here are not to tell us a story. The role of edim here are to make things happen. That's nothing to do with them. Pihem below and pichsavim. Hey, back to Gemara. Now Gemara wants to know. Let's understand why Rab and Rava argue. We're going to go on. This is a very interesting Gemara because we have five pages of Shakla Vataya in the Gemara. Then later we'll change a little bit. So it's a long Shakla Vataya which we hardly ever have. Says the Gemara, my time, Rabba. Why does Rav agree with Rabba? What about Lishma? Why Rav is not concerned about Lishma? He says, because look at the words. What does the aid have to say? V'fonei nechtav, v'fonei nechtam. I understand why you have to say you saw it being written to tell us whether it was Lishma or not. But why you have to say it was sealed? What does it have to do with Lishma? That the fact that the aid has to say, v'fonei nechtam, I saw the witness's sign, proves to us that the question here is not whether it was Lishma or not. No, who cares about the signature? What's the signatures? Obviously, the question is whether it's authentic or not. I'm right. From the fact that you say, v'fonei nechtam.
In other words, it's obviously Lishma. The only thing is
yeah, genuine. Because everyone knows the laws of Lishma, we don't have to ask. But Miktani, does it say v'fonei nechtam Lishma? Another point. It should have said, v'fonei nechtam Lishma. The key... The operative word here is Lishma. And that word is missing. All he said, I saw it written. And? So Rashi said before, and you're going to ask him whether Lishma or not. But that's the key edus is to tell us Lishma or not. So he says, Miktani, doesn't say for a necht of Lishma, but for a necht of Lishma, doesn't add the word Lishma. Rabba says, you're right. It should have added the word Lishma, but Dinu, the least Nacha should have said that. Eladi mafshet le debur. If you add too many words, asilim mikzaya, he will cut them down. He will forget. And the rule is, if we make a rule that you have to say these words, kol hamishanim emabeish shetov hachamim. If you change at all and one iota from achtekhan hachamim, nothing happened. So therefore, we decide to give as little words as possible. Says the Gemara, nu hashanam es mikzaya. People forget. Then just like you told him before the lishma, he would forget the word lishma. Tell him before the next, he might forget the word before. Chodem mitlas goyis. Moses has a rule. People remember two words. People can't remember three words. Aye, but fun and nechtem is four words. But it's considered as two separate clauses. So each one on its own is two words. Two words I remember. Okay, Rashi, Osalim Mikzayid, the Yema Kuli won't say all of it. Only like I'm a Kalamashan, my Beish, Chamim, Gitna Vlad Mamze, the Vlad is a Mamze, Mizrabonon. Chodem mitlas, you got to do it right. Chodem mitlas. If you take his words, you can be fun. Nine nechtiv lishma. Gayez, you'll cut it off. The zimnin, the loy ama, you won't say it. El befun nechtiv. Chodem mitarti kigayim before the nechtev legai. He won't forget. Umemelu shaylinle. Aye, what about lishma? Umemelu shaylinle. This is like Rashi said before that we ask him lishma, but we ask him. But the Taisus didn't like it. The same thing Rashi like Taisus. He says yes. Inami or stama lishma kamasid. This is like Taisus. We don't have to ask him if he's a nechtev. He knows why is I saw it written. What's he trying to say? I saw it written properly, including lishma. We needed the chesim of chesim bin lishma. So we do need the chesim lishma. We'll see later. Meir holds that when it says in the Torah, kosav law, kosav doesn't only mean writing. Kosav also refers to the edim writing as well. Because a meir will hold that the main edim are the edim that sign the shtar. Edim chesim akarsi, and therefore they have to be lishma. So Rashi explains because each one is separate. It's like two separate sentences. So each one is made up of two words. The rabbi, my time will be karov. Okay, Rav, I understand why he doesn't agree with rabbi. Because the operative word lishma is missing. But rabbi, why don't you agree with rabbi? Look at the kim status. Maybe he's before Nathan saying it because of. So rabbi is going to say very simply. If kim status, where do you find that you have to say before nechtav? Why talk about the writing? All you have to talk about is the chesimus, right? You want to know if the chesimus are authentic or not. So you should say before nechtav. All you talk about is the signatures. Why in the world are you talking about the writing? Shma min abin lishma. Is a raya that you need lishma as well. Lamali. Says the Gemara, Rava. Tak, a good question. What are you going to answer? Why do you talk about nechtav? You know why I'll talk about nechtav? Because if we're going to allow b'fon en nechtam and a single aid, we're going to start thinking that every time there's a star in question, every kiyum shtaros, all you need is one person to come. And we know before, we learned that kiyum shtaros need two aidim. So we needed to show that get is different than all other shtaros. You won't be machli. We won't make a change from the get to all other shtaros. And how do we do that? By adding these words, b'fon en nechtav. No other star. Everyone knows, but you don't have to talk about the star. Who cares who wrote the star? We don't need b'fon en nechtav. Why over here suddenly it's different? So it tells us that get is totally different. And once get is totally different, just because by get one aid is enough, sufficient, we won't draw any parallels to other shtaros that one is enough. That's why we had to add b'fon en nechtav. But really the primary focus is the chasima, the kiyum shtaros. That's what Rava says. The Rava bid dinu. You're right, the least Nahachi Takashir said only before Nechtam. Eladim came, but if the problem is we are worried, Osi Lechlufi Bikim Shtoda is the Alma. People make a mistake and think all other Shtodas, Hayim Akaim, it be Eidech with a single leg. Therefore, we had to make a point of the difference. Rashi, Im came the time of Shumkimu before Nechtam Lomli, Varava, but you're right, the Leboyle may not have to say it, Alabashum Hachi, yes, we know why. The Im came could learn, and if you don't say Nechtam, Osi Lechlufi, the Mucha Milsa, this demonstrates to us, the Lekiyumi Osi. That is coming to do kim. Uman the chazim. Anyone sees it, sava koshtar nami bechad mekayim. If all he said before he nechtem, he'll think, well, this, what's he saying? Nechtem kim, and one is enough. Maybe everywhere one is enough. I osi chad sadav omer makra nik saviyot the age is enough. Says the Gemara, Rabbi, so a new Rabbi. So what's Rabbi's problem? Rabbi will say nobody is going to make a mistake. Nobody is going to draw any parallels from Gittin to other shtaros. There are so many other differences, as I'll demonstrate to you. And because there's so many other differences, we're not any difference. So how come we have to add before nechtav? If not for the reason of lishma, what other differences are there that people realize? Number one, the Rabbi midami. How can you even compare a get from isha to all other Gittin mamon? Awesome. First of all, over the yad inan, over there the edim. All they have to say is when they come to mekayim shtar. Oh, I recognize the signatures. Here it's not enough to recognize a signature. Here you actually have to say, I saw the signing. Where do you find that when you come to authenticate a shtar, you have to see it? So right away people know this is something unique. This is maybe a get isha. So don't draw any similarities between the two. Eshens. Second, which is a lot less common, so therefore it's not really enough, but as a second, it's all right. We know when it comes to kiyum shtaros, you can't have a woman because she's not kosher ladies. Hach isha mehemna. By a get, be a shliach lahilacha. Even a woman can be a shliach lahilacha. And obviously, it's different than all other shtaros. We're being very lenient here. We're allowing a woman to do this. Is that right? So if you allow a single aid, and we're not worried, you're going to say, oh, all starters are using aid. If you allow to use a woman, we know that you can't use a woman for other starters. So we're not going to make that mistake. Third thing is, Hasam Baldover Le Mehemen. The person, the beneficiary of that star, is not believed to say whether the star is real or not. Ahocha Baldover Mehemen. The woman herself can bring the get. If the husband says to the woman, here's a get, but I don't want it to be active until you get to back to your hometown, and then you bring it into the bezin there, and they will. They'll validate the get. So then, but she can be the Shayla Lacha. Where do you find that the beneficiary can be the one who will be an aid? Three differences. Rashi. So therefore, I won't make a mistake. If I won't make a mistake, so why do we have to add before a nechtev? It can only be one reason, because of Lishma. Says Rashi, Hacha b'fonai hasam. So Hasam gabish kibsa yedim onu. We know she's exava yedim who the kamli. That's what we recognize. Hacha b'fonai kama v'leikamuch milsa yini b'fonai. Hacha isha mehem the imhi v'yaget the chavat. She means to get to her friend. Rambam b'fonai nechtev mehem is v'leikin. Now be'beis af hanoshim she einin them manis leim and mezbalein. Even those five women that they're not believed to say like your mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, remember your co-wife and so on. Bal dover oisa shemoitzi ashtar vashtar shaloi, the one who produces the star and his, hoch balam hemen, isha atzma, mavis gita, she bring get me in the yam, betoida shlichas as an agent, king of la bala, al tigashi, but I don't want you to be divorced, ella, the bezin, only from the bezin. Or bevach, they see, let me find nechtha, nechtha, and bechula, pay the base. But Rabba, what's Rabba going to count? How's Rabba going to counter that? Very good point, Rabba, that is different anyway. Rabba says, no. I'm not going to argue about Isha or the Baal Dover, because it hardly ever happens. If you only had those two questions, that's not a question, because very, very seldom happens that you can send a woman. Very, very seldom happens. A woman will travel on their own, especially in those days. And very seldom happens that you can tell the wife, here's a get, but I don't want to be active yet. Why would you do that? If she's ready there with you, why don't you just give her a get and say, I'm not off a mark? So it hardly happens. That's not a problem. But your first question is a good question. About Yadinan. I hold that the whole thing is key. You say that the fact that I have to say before Nai tells us it's different than all the studies. But I don't agree with you. You hold that the whole word is Lishma, therefore you have to say before Nai. Because it's Lishma. How do you know it's Lishma unless you saw it? I hold the main thing is to authenticate it. I don't have to say before Nai. If he says Yodeyani, it's good enough, because all I have to do is say I recognize the signatures. So Taka, I hold, if this person would have said by a get, but not before I nechtam, but your day I nisha nechtam, because I recognize it would have been good enough. So tak is no difference. So if we're going to therefore not add the words before I nechtam, people will think, well, this is no different than any other kiyum shtaris, and the single aid is good, so to everywhere else. That's why we had to add before nechtam. Nothing to do with lishma. Says my Rav Amalach, otu hacha ki ama yadin in the middle of Henry would have said yadinan. If all the shluchim in the world, but talking about a single aid, would have said yadeya, wouldn't believe. Of course they believe him. The chiv and the chi ama yadinan. Or Rashi gives actually the ama yadeya, but talking about a single shluch, would have said I know. Mehem, he's believed. Also lachlufi bekim shtar d'alma. He'll make a mistake. All the kim shtar is be'edecha bein edechad. Rashi. Otu hacha ki ame yedeya ani milay mehem. He wouldn't be believed. How you did a time in Meshul Kiyum according to Rabbi. Rabbi doesn't agree, because Rabbi holds you need to know Lishma. Of course you have to see. But according to Rabbi, the whole reason is because of Kiyum. I ame yedeya ani if he's I know b'chassim is ve'edim with the signature milay mehem. Wouldn't be believed. The mali b'fonai mali yedeya ani. According to me, the whole thing is to authenticate the signatures. What's the clue? You saw them signing or you recognize the signatures. Same thing. The kiyum the hachi who, since that's the case, he loved the matzachin and nami. Wouldn't have to also insist on. Aksiva, the teve heke ben gitin the starters. You have to add the word funny nechtav to make a distinction. People make a mistake. The kaiminu beidecha think all other stars you can establish with a single aid. So you rabba hold that the main thing is lishma. You hold that you need to say before a nechtav lishma, because the ksiva has to be lishma. You know, you need both, and got a problem. The Torah says the kos of law. You should write. The question is, what is the kos of law referring to? The writing of the seifer, the husband, or the writing of the edim, which are the signatures. If you hold like Rav Meir, that edim chasim mekar, said that the edim who signed, they're the ones who make it happen, then the Torah, when the Torah of a kos of law, is referring to what writing that has to be lishma, the signature of the edim. There's no longer a pasuk that the get itself has to be written lishma. And if you hold like Rav Elazar, that no, that a kos of law means that the get has to be written lishma, you don't even need edim chasim. Because he holds Edim Mesidah Karsi, the Edim who witnesses the transaction, make it happen. So who is the Tana that holds you need both? Sai the Ksiva and Sai the Chsima. The Torah only says one word with Kosalo. It could either be the Sefer, the Baal, or the Edim. So that's the most question. If anyone, a man, hi Tana, who is this Tana? The Boy Ksiva Lishma, Uboy Chasima Lishma. Who is the Tana that holds you need both? Sai the Ksiva and Sai the Chsima Lishma. If it's a mayor, Chasima boy, he holds when the Torah said the word because of law is referring to the signature of the Edim, not the husband. Therefore, the get itself doesn't have to be the Shema. Ksiva loy boy, the Ksiva doesn't have to be the Shema from the Torah at all. The Tnan, we learned in a Mishnah. Ein koisvim b'mechubbe lekarka. Lechatchila, you shouldn't write lechatchila when it's attached to the ground, because if you write when it's attached to the ground, you might then sign it attached to the ground, and the Torah says, "Vekos of law, v'nosam biyada." There should be nothing between the writing and the giving. And when the Torah says, "Vekos of law," you should write according to the mayor. We're talking about the edim. When they sign, it should already be ready that as soon as you sign, you can give it to the hand. If it's still attached to the ground, a leaf of a tree, and then you write it, and then you have to cut it off before you give it to the woman. then it's no good. Says Rameh, because of that, I don't even want you to write the get attached, a gzeda de rabbanon. If you write it attached, you'll also sign it attached. That means clearly, when the Torah of Kasa law is referring to the signing of the Edim, not because it's only the rabbanon, the chumra, that we should write it separate. Says Gemara. You shouldn't write it. However, did toshu, and then you cut it off. And chosu, but you signed it properly after it was detached. The nosan gave the kosher, because when the tenet of a kosher, the nosan is referring to this today. That means, but the writing of the get itself doesn't matter. So it can't be Rameyer, the author of our Mishnah, Rashi. He holds ikra shtar zui chasi mosi. The main shtar is the signing of the edim. Chasimel lishma boy, you have to have lishma the chiksiv. It says the cost of law when the Torah is the cost of law according to the Meir. Achasimel ksiv is referring to the signature of the edim. That writing, kiddik tani lekamon. Like it says later on, cost of get alamachub. If he wrote the get itself unattached kosher, avagav the ksiv the cost of a nosan. Either Torah clearly says write and give straight away. So how can you write the get while it's attached? Misha ainu mechusa. The only thing that's missing is el ksiv of an asina. You have to write and give. Yotzezer the exception is your mechusa ksiv ktsitza asina. Here you write, and then you cut, and then you give. I feel like, nevertheless, kivan the chosmei betalush, since you signed it when it was detached, machshir le'ramer. Since you signed it, it's kosher. Why? Because the main thing, because of the friend, the signature of the edim. Alma the kosher the kro achasimu. When it says it right, who's writing? The edim is writing. Ain koisvin lechatchil on rabbanon lechatchil on mechuber. I don't want you to write unattached, because we're worried. Shema yachtem mechuber. If you're going to write when it's attached, you might sign attached. So it can't be a man. So who's the author of our Mishnah that holds you need ksiva and chasim lishma? Must be Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds the kosher law means the get has to be written lishma, but he holds you don't even need signatures. If it's Rabbi Elazar, ksiva boy chasim loy boy, he holds the tatus of the kosher law means the get itself has to be written properly, but you don't even need signatures. He holds you don't need it. Rashi vi Rabbi Elazar d'amar medraisa get a get she'ein edim chasum. Rabbi Elazar holds, if you have a get with no edim on it, kosher, as long as the witness is a witness of the transaction. Alma, according to him, we see v'kosav k'siva d'mashem, he's writing the get itself. K'siva boy lishma v'loy chasim, you don't need it. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what, maybe it may be that it's Rabbi Elazar and k'siva lishma is mahatayla. And chasim lishma is mitabonim. And once you're testifying before us that the ksiva is lishma, because you need that for the Torah says so, we'll also testify by the chasim mitabonim. We won't make a takana only for the chasim, but now we'll see. Anyway, maybe that's pshat. Maybe I'm author of our Mishnah Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara's unhappy. Because the chitay malayilam Rabbi Elazar, he's the author of our Mishnah Rabbi Elazar. Bichilay boy Rabbi Elazar, chasim lishma mitaraisa. Maybe when he says you don't need the chasim lishma, it's from the Torah. But mitabonim boy, but mitabonim, you definitely need lishma. Can't be. Because we learned, vahashloisha gitim psu mitabonim, the three gitim, the apostle mitabonim. And v'loy boy Rabbi Elazar chasim lishma, and Rabbi Elazar does not does not even require chasim lishma. In other words, that I may ever hold that what's going to happen is we a Tana Kama will say that these following three gitna are only pasul midrabbanan. Come along, Rabbi Elazar says, no, you can use the get the chatchila. That means, and one of those will be that there's no edim there at all. That means that Rabbi Elazar holds that even the chatchila, if there's no edim, it's kosher. That means you said them that rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar says, you need edim and it has to be lishma. No, Rabbi Elazar holds that even the rabbanan you don't need. So who holds you need tzai ksiv echsim? How do we know that? Now we learned. The Tana Kama says, gimu gitin psulin. Whenever it says psul, it means only the rabbanan. The im nisas, but the eved, if she still took this get and remarried, have lot kosher. The child's not a mamzer, it's kosher because it's only the rabbanan, the get psul. What are the three cases? One of them is kosev ksav yodei. The husband wrote the get. The ain't of edim. There's no edim at all. And yet Rabbi Elazar argues and says, chatchil, you can use this get. It means that you don't even the rabban, you don't need the shema. Second case was yesh olav edim ein boizman. The witness is there, but there's no date, so therefore you could protect your knee if your wife, you like your wife. So if you commit adultery, you're going to backdate it, and so on. That we don't trust her, or of course kuchas, you might cheat the buyers, or yesh boizman. There is a date there, ein boleid echad, only single aid. And the ksav the sefer, all you have is the sefer and the guy wrote it, and this aid. If he married a Vlad Kosher, comes along, Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Elazar clearly says, there's no Edim there whatsoever. As long as he gave it in front of Edim, Edim Mesida, the people saw it, koshered, and they gave him the Chashim Shabbatim. There's no Ksuvah, no Sidorah, no Ksuvah, you can use this get and collect money. That means it's 100% authentic. She'ena edim chayzmal gets. I why b'chal have edim writing on a get, signing a get. What do you need for? Elam they take an olam. In case one day somebody questions it, we can produce and say he they were witnessing something else. So the chayder a meir holds you don't need ksivul lishmo, and a blood holds you don't need chsimah. Not even the rabban. Rashi, even the boy, Rabbi Lazar Chasima, who Paul the Rabbi Lazar Yags of his Chatchila to Nazi can marry. Alma, Psul, the Rabbon, Nami Lazi, not even the Rabbon, on Shloy Shagit and Psul, the Chatchila, Kosta Bixad Yodi, the Balaval wrote it, but his man, the Aza's man, the one's written. They will lay there, but Xavi Day Saif, as a Machlexing more later on, whether who's the husband wrote it, and therefore there's the husband and this single aid, that's why Matthias Kosher, or even a Saifer wrote it. Bimni says a lot kosher, Alma Tanakama, Goofy, the Apostle, since Bidi Ever, his kosher that I, that was, Tanakam himself is only passing element of the Rabbon. Umid the Paul, the Grabba Lazar, Lev Shmammer, that I, after the Chatchila, Machi, the Chatchila. The Gaiv and the Chosim Shabbatim, Gaiv, Ksuvasa, Begetze. You can collect with this get her Ksuvim and the Chosim Shabbatim. But now we learned, Beksuvas, Haitzi, a get, the Ainima Ksuvas, she produces a get with no Ksuvas, in a place with their own Ksuvas, Gaiv, Ksuvasa. Another lashon I'll tell you in the beginning, that word get doesn't only limit it to a woman. The word get here does not mean a divorce of a woman. Ordinary loan this is a proper shtar, and you can collect even though there are no edim signing it. So Rashi clearly holds it that this machlekes of edim mesira or edim chimikas is not limited only to get of a woman, but to all shtars. Otherwise, what's he saying here? Rabbi Meir would agree that when it comes to another star, you don't need all you need is consider. Rabbi Alma, the get choiv she'ein b'chray is el nigin olam shem yemusu edin im I die v'shuv ein le'ed is no longer any test and anybody way to prove it. V'ichad nagu lachtim that's why it's a minik to sign. The im yemusu if they die tirech hasimosim le'edim achedim you could recognize it. So who's author of Mishnah? Says we go back to Elder Rameiri. Go back to Rameir. Rameir holds. Rabbi Lazar, we tried to say that maybe it's the Rabbanan, we discounted it. But let's go back to Rameir. Maybe Rameir is the one who holds that the Ksiva has to be the Rabbanan. V'chi loy boy Rameir Ksiva lishmo medraisa. Rameir holds. Mahatayda, the word because of Lazar, referring to the signing of the Edim. Two lines at the bottom of the page. But midrabanan boy, let's say it's Rameir. Rameir hold that midrabanan you still need lishma at least by the writing, and that's the funny nechtav. A funny nechtav. How can the beef of the gemara? Well, Amar Rab Nachman, Nachman said, "Oimer hoy Rameir." Rameir used to say, "Afilu matzah ba'ashba." According to the Torah, if you found a get that a student practiced on, and knows it was not written lishma, and he happened to write the name of your name and your wife's name, and you the chasmu, and you got proper edim, and you signed it correctly, even nosnally gave it, the kosher's kosher. So we see the chayr from here what that the mayor holds that even with the rabbanon it's all right. If the mayor holds, exactly wrong. Because if he held the rabbanon in the shmo, how can you say it's, you can use this? I v'chitayim can answer. Maybe he's talking about mehatayda. Maybe he's talking about technically in theory, but with the rabbanon you shouldn't use it because you need the shmo. V'chitayim anan with the rights of kamasin. Rab Nachman is saying that technically mehatayda. Rab Meir would hold that it's all right. Can't because he hachiv so. Then he would have been very very careful in his wording. Oimer, he would have said, "Hoyer a meir davar toyda meboiled." What Rav Nachman should have said is that meir holds that mehatoyda. In theory, if you found a piece of a scroll on the ground and it was written, everything's correct, even though it's alishma. In theory, you can use it, but lepoil you can't because Rabbanon one. The way Rav Nachman says it sounds like a meir holds that even with the Rabbanon you don't need lishma. So we go back to the original question: who is the author of our Mishnah? Who holds you need say ksimah lishma? I don't care the Rabbanon the Raisa and say ksimah. The meir holds only ksimah. And ksiva nothing, and Rabbi Lazar holds only ksiva and ksiva nothing. I'll go back to the original answer. Rabbi Lazar, he's Rabbi Lazar. V'chi loy boy Rabbi Lazar chasima. Rabbi, all we prove to us is Rabbi Lazar holds you don't need witnesses to sign at all. You're right. If witnesses don't sign, matayim and rabbanon is a valid get. But if witnesses do sign, they got to do it right. Midrabbanon they got to do it lishma. So if they don't sign at all, it's all right. But if they sign, they got to do it right. Why? Hecha de leke edim klal. When there's no words at all, fine. It's good midrabanan. Oh, but hecha de ik edim. Boy, they gotta do it right. Because the Amar Abba, Moide Rabba Lazar, Rabba Lazar, Moide, Mazuiv mit Toychoi. That if the star itself is not self evident as kosher, to Ramei, to Apostle, it is possible. The Rishayim will have a very difficult time in this Gemara. What's the logic? What's the logic? No edim at all is all right. But if you have edim, everything's good. Except they didn't do Lashma, it's possible. Well, what's the possible logic in that? That's what Rashi. And this Rab Abba talks about Mazui Metoicha. He's talking about a case where one of the Edim, you don't need Edim, but if one of the Edim is a Karav, a relative, then it's not good because we're scared. Next time you're going to rely on these Edim thinking they're good. But if it's not Lishma, so imagine they're not there.
Mazui means it's a forgery.
Exactly. Or Mazui Metoicha doesn't mean a forgery. It means there's a psul that we're scared. Next time you're relying on it. Lishma have a very difficult time. That's what Rashi. Rashi. The that if there's no edim, it's better than having edim in the dinu shma. Why? The havelim mezuyif mitoicha. This is like a forgery or something inside. Mezuyif mitoicha shechasim olav. And what's the case that Abba's talking about? Karev apostle. And he adds, Rashi adds, oishaloy lishma. This gemara is going to answer, oishaloy lishma. Tesis and all the shem have a hard time. What's going on here? What does loy lishma have to do with mezuyif mitoicha? What kind of problem can it come out of this? So Tesis says, the problem will be. It's wise mezuyif mitoicha is because if we allow Edim to sign not lishma, the next time you're going to write the get not lishma, and if you write the get not lishma, that's possible in the Teda, according to Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, it's like a mezuyif mitoicha. So it's a different kind of altogether. Mezuyif mitoicha only means if you have I see two Edim signed, I think, oh, they're kosher Edim, I'll use them for another star, even though they're no good because one of them is a relative, they're relatives to each other. Or one of the apostles is qualified Edim, is a ganef. Okay, that's a problem. Lishma, if you use it somewhere else, what's the big deal? He's Edim. So he says that for the other reason, because he might write not Lishma. So that's one answer the Gemara gives. And tomorrow the Gemara will give another answer. So the whole problem with the